27 minutes after 5 South African time on this early, beautiful, cold Monday morning on our program, Al Safina to Ila Al Jannah. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And yes, today is the 14th of Dhul Hijjah, 1444. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Monday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Iyad Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri. ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 14th of Zulhijjah, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 27, Surah An-Naml, the end, and verses 35, 36, 37. So Hudhud the Hoopy, he discovered there was a queen, and she is running a great and magnificent country, which he, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, King Solomon, did not know about. And then he sent a letter and told her she must come and she must not be arrogant. So she said, okay, let's do some strategy and some tactic. So this was the strategy and tactic which he tried. Chapter 27 and verse number 35. So she, the queen of Sheba Bilqis, they said, was the name, وَإِنِّي مُرْسِلَةٌ إِلَيْهِمْ بِهَدِيَّةٌ. And I will send, I Bilqis, feminine, so Mursila, إِلَيْهِمْ بِهَدِيَّةٍ, that I will send to them, to Solomon, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, a gift. فَنَاذِرَةٌ بِمَا يَرْجِعُ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. And hence we will see that what the messengers will return with. These envoys, messengers we are sending with gifts. So these gifts had many, many things. Things that were very, very extravagant, expensive. And the fuqaha, the ulama and the scholars have written, the mufassirin commentators wrote, there were some semi-idols and semi-gods and demigods and all these type of things. Now they came in the court of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. فَلَمَّا جَاءَ سُلَيْمَانَ. Hence when he and that entourage came, were on behalf of Bilqis the queen, and they brought all their gifts and wealth and so forth, call. He, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, was upset with them. أَتُمِدُّونَنِي. Do you want to assist me? Do you want to help me? بِمَالٍ, with this wealth? So such wealth that is bribery? And although you're not calling it bribery, you are calling it a gift. فَمَا آتَانِيَ اللَّهُ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا آتَاكُمْ. And whatever Almighty Allah has granted me and given me is much, much more superior compared to what you are giving and what you brought and so forth. بَلْ أَنْتُمْ بِهَدِيَّتِكُمْ فَرِحُونَ تَفْرَحُونَ. بَلْ أَنْتُمْ بِهَدِيَّتِكُمْ. But you are the people with your gifts. تَفْرَحُونَ. You are happy, happy. So I am not impressed. I am not happy. And then you come and want me to accept this kufr and shirk of your peoples, that you are engaging in worshipping the sun and so forth. You better come to me immediately. Otherwise, I will send my army to you. And this is what will happen to you. Irji ilayhim. You go back. Take all your gifts and you go back. فَلَنَأْتِيَنَّهُمْ بِجُنُودٍ And hence surely we will come to them. You inform them, Bilqis and everybody, the Queen of Sheba. بِجُنُودٍ With such an army and armies and host of armies. لَا قِبَلَ لَهُمْ بِهَا أي لَا طَاقَةَ لَهُمْ بِهَا They will not have the power, the strength to oppose them and fight them in any way. And then the end result will be وَلَنُخْرِجَنَّهُمْ مِنْهَا أَذِلَّا And surely then we will expel them from there, from that place where they are. And that is Sabah, Qawm-e Sabah and Sheba and so forth. مِنْهَا أَذِلَّا Disgrace. وَهُمْ صَاغِرُونَ Whilst they are humiliated. So this is what happened, and then he sent them packing and flying. So he doesn't need anything. Allah Ta'ala gave him the greatest kingdom, and he made this dua and supplicated petition to Almighty Allah. Chapter 38, verse 35, after reconstructing, rebuilding Masjid al-Aqsa, as mentioned in Sunan Nasai, chapter 38, verse 35, رَبِّ هَبْلِي مُلْكَ اللَّهِ يَنْبَغِي لِأَحَدٍ مِّن بَعْدِي Ya Allah, Jalla Wala, grant me such a magnificent kingdom, and it must not be given to anybody after me. Innaka antal wahhab. Indeed, O Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, you are the best of givers. Fa'a'atahu iya. And Almighty Allah granted him that. Allah accepted his petition, supplication. Let us take you around the world, nationally, locally, internationally, globally, with news, views and interviews. Very sad incident, the haramis, the real terrorists of the world, Hitler's children, the apartheid Nazi regime of Israel, their army last night, this night that we just passed now, they attacked Jenin and they brought their air force and what have you, and they martyred three of our Palestinian brothers. So that is thus far. There might be even more, many, many casualties and so forth there in a place called Jenin. Look at the biggest donkey of them all, and that is Ben Gvir. In an interview, he says, and he tells his terrorist settlers, that you must go, and you must go and demolish the homes of the Palestinians. If the need arises, you can kill them also. And he says, you must go, and then you go and attack them and run to the hills. And we must build and build more and more houses and in the settlements and so forth. Israel is only for the Israelis and the Jutlas and the Haramis. If anybody else in the Muslim world, Arab world, had to make such statements, he will be labeled as the biggest terrorist on earth. But because it is the Haramis, real terrorists of the world, then everything is getting exposed to the world. Who is Ben Gvir? He was charged for terrorism by the Israeli courts already, long before he became a minister. And you can see the donkey policies they have, because they behave just like donkeys and so forth and so on. Now, what is the result, you see? The international community, as they love to call themselves, are realizing that we can no more treat Israel with so many kid gloves and so forth. They are saying that we have to go for a one-state reality. So make Israel one state, one law, one democracy, as they call it. There's no democracy for Muslims and Palestinians, and it must be one state for all. And that is what we said. There's no two states there. They keep on stealing. They are the biggest crooks on earth, the Jutlas of Israel, masters in stealing and occupying somebody else's land and squatting there, invading there. If Putin invades Ukraine, he's a war criminal. So you invading and squatting and stealing the land of Palestine 75 years, why should you not be called the biggest terrorist on earth? Bibi, the Netanyahu, says that we want the diplomats here. Yeah, they must give us the loyalty to the Jewish state. So what happened to your democracy then? You always used to say you are the only democratic place and state in the Middle East. So where is the democracy for the Palestinians? So that is why we say that Israel are not a chosen people and the Jutlas. They are a cursed nation. See their own people today. Today, the Ben Gurion Airport, big troubles there today, Monday. Israel, flights to Israel, Ben Gurion Airport, Tel Aviv, all that. There will be many, many delays because the people there are fed up with all of them, with Smotrich, the war criminal, with Ben Gvir, the donkey, the real terrorist, Bibi Netanyahu, the corrupted crime minister and war criminal, and their own people don't want the judicial reform. And some American politicians are saying there must be no visa waivers for Israel because of their victimizing and they are oppressing the Palestinians. So at least some people are speaking. We know it doesn't mean much, but at least some people are speaking. Now we come to the other side, the OIC, the Organization of Islamic Countries Cooperation, call them whatever you want to, good for nothing, but so 57, 58 countries, because what happened there in Sweden, so remember they held an emergency conference there in Saudi Arabia, and they said that no, we must condemn them, and we must take action, and so forth. If you got Iman, if you got true faith, which majority don't have, the Muslim leaders and the Arab leaders, majority are not Muslim. So they're just Muslim by name. Remember that. They fool people, eat day, they will read prayer, and so forth and so on. But majority are not Muslim. You take a country like Saudi Arabia, you take a country like Emirates, you take these countries, they might just tell Sweden, we're no more going to trade with you, and then see what happens. When somebody wanted the litmus test and somebody wanted just to test the waters, he said that I am going to burn the Torah. In Islam, we're not allowed to do that. But he played his cards smartly. Straight away, the Swedish government came. So now you're not allowed. To burn Quran, they said you're allowed. To burn the Torah, you're not allowed. And the Jewish harami stood up and so forth. No, no, you can't do that. So it shows we say you're not allowed to burn anyone. But the Jutlas will say, no, you're allowed to burn the Quran, but you're not allowed to burn the Torah. So everywhere you will see double standards. So remember, Israel attacked in the past few days Syria as well. And remember that in Manipur, in India, that you find that four people were killed in this past weekend. So the condition, situation seems to be getting out of hand. And they, the Indian army and so forth, authorities, though cannot doing much there, it seems. Russia says one of the ex-chief rabbis there in Russia is an agent for Israel. So the more problems there are between Israel and Russia, the better for us. So remember that the rioters have now rioted for 6 consecutive nights there in France. They brought out 45,000 police and yet they can't control them. So yesterday, last night, 80 plus were also arrested. Now look at all these problems there in France, in Paris, and Marseille, and wherever else. So they shot an Algerian person, and then they apologized. So obviously, when you trample on the rights of the minorities, then there will be action and reaction. Now see what India and their henchmen do. They said, you see, these Muslims, these Arabs, they're only 9-10%, and see what they are doing to the major cities there in Paris and in Marseille and in France. So therefore, we have to oppress them, keep them under check, keep them under control. Otherwise, they will do the same thing here. They will say, no, they didn't say that, some of their supporters and so forth, but we know that the supporters will be urged on by the politicians and so forth. Now see, in America, every day, every week, there's something going on. 2 dead, 28 injured in Baltimore, in Maryland. So imagine what's happening. America is gone out of control. They want to invade so many countries, but their own people are shooting one another dead or injuring so many others. First time after many months, Ukraine has admitted that they are attack and their counter-offensive to Russia has failed and Russia is advancing. I told you, if you support Ukraine, then you're going down the drain. I repeat, any person, any government supports Ukraine, you're going down the drain. Support the right horse. Yesterday I was driving and I heard that the traffic was so much coming from Durban, you see, to Johannesburg and Gauteng. So why they were so busy? They say the people went for the Durban July, the horse race. So that we say is all haram business. But we must back the right horse. The right horse now is Putin. Putin is putting them right in his place. He's a big harami, but we need haramis also to sort them out, remember that. You see, Israel, all you Jutla Zionists, a day will come when your best friends will have to condemn you, because they also can see the apartheid, they can see the Nazi regime, they can see Hitler's children. So United Kingdom, Sunak, Canada, Trudeau, Australia, all are slamming Israel and condemning Israel for their so-called settlement in the West Bank, 5,700 dwellings and so forth, stealing, land grab and so forth, and then they will tell you they are peaceful nation. Therefore, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. That's the only language they understand. So we tell you 1,000 times that our worst enemies are the Jutlas, are the Jews, and the Mushrikeen, idol worshippers, and the Hindus. We never said every Jew or every Hindu, but we definitely will say majority of them, as mentioned and enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter 5, verse 82, the ending of the six Jews, sixth part of the Noble Quran. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودِ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. Your worst enemies are the Jews and the Mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, the Hindus. And see, they got a nice article there in the Arab newspapers. Does the United Kingdom matter to the Middle East? Their role is becoming less and less significant, and more so with Sunak there. So remember that it doesn't mean much to the Arab countries, because now they have become so rich, although they got no brains out of that wealth and all that. That's a separate issue, but they're speaking that UK is no more so important. Last story is, and I laughed when I read it yesterday, you see the one PP, and now he's speaking about the other one. So Pala Pala is P in the starting, another P. And then you got the public protector, another PP. So this one public protector says that no CRE is now cleared and he did nothing really wrong. Who's whitewashing who? Who's trying to cover up? Do you take us for idiots or what? You must remember, the ANC and the presidents of the past, majority of them have destroyed this country. So we need to speak the truth without fearing anybody. And we don't have to curry favor with any person, any organization, politician or government. What a disgrace that report is. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala give us common sense, which is not common nowadays. 8:30 to 9, inshallah, I will be back in the studio with Mohd Zahid Khan. Today we'll be discussing Delhi, the capital of India. And inshallah, 1 to 2 will be tafsir for you, the listeners. Remember that in the 105 to 130, we continue with Surah Baqarah, chapter 2. And 130 to 2, new lesson starting today, Surah Bani Israel. So, chapter 17 of the Noble Quran. And remember, beginning of the 15th Supara. So that will be from the archives, inshallah. Then 2 to 2:30, the report back of our trip to South Coast. Wonderful trip, Allah accept it. And 8 to 10 tonight will be the live Q&A with Mona Arafat Atia, inshallah al-Aziz. Barakallahu fik.
I've got a listener who says that my question is, the ruling party government, when coming to elections, they always refer to the past racism and apartheid, but they are talking about affirmative action. What's the difference? Your comment, AK, Ustad.
I just told you now, I don't see any of the questions that are coming in. It comes in there on the tablet. Mona Arafat poses it. And I just told you now that, you see, human nature is such. When you are wrong, then you always look for excuses. The Quran Sharif speaks of this, the Noble Quran. Balil insanu ala nafsihi basira. Then nay, when human being is guilty, then what he does, that walo alqa ma'azira. He looks for a scapegoat and then he wants to blame somebody else. 100%. Remember, apartheid was a crime against humanity. And remember, many of them should have gone to jail and so forth. But that is, you understand, the past now. And if you want a reference of it, open chapter 75, Surah Qiyamah, the Day of Justice, and verses 14 and 15, you will find it there. And human being looks for excuses for their own failures and their own, you know, problems and so forth. So now they found a scapegoat for 30 years, next year is 30 years. So they'll say, no, apartheid, apartheid, you must remember. When you study 1994, ESCOM was functioning, SAA was functioning, Danel was functioning, the trains were functioning. And what you did, you destroyed everything. So who must you blame now? So therefore, incompetence, remember cadre deployment, and that is the truth of the matter.
Somebody says that, is it true that a Haji's du'as are accepted 40 days from the time of their return, Ustad?
Remember, that is famous amongst people, but there's no evidence for that. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to say, if the Haji perform a quality Hajj, sincere Hajj, then his du'as will be accepted till the 20th of Rabi'ul Awwal. In Fazail al-Hajj of Hazrat Sheikh is written 10th Rabi'ul Awwal, that's a misprint. Always go to the original kitab and the original work. Allama Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali rahimahullah, in his work Lataiful Ma'arif, has mentioned Ishreen min Muharram. So that was a misprint there to write 20th of Rabi'ul Awwal and not 10th of Rabi'ul Awwal. So till then, inshallah, the du'as will be accepted till the 20th of Rabiul Awwal.
I see Kurt says, why is Russia afraid of NATO? Who's that?
So what, they're afraid of NATO? They're giving NATO such a thrashing. Which world you living in, Kurt? So remember that NATO is getting bankrupt. They don't have arms, ammunition, material support. And remember that the Russia is taking on America, is taking on, you must remember, NATO is taking on, you must, Ukraine, and giving all of them a good thrashing. Kurt, you belong to that party. Those who support you, Ukraine, are gone down the drain, my brother.
It says here, Ustad, should the toilet and bathroom door be left open as a family member insists? That's it's okay, Ustad.
Remember, is a person who's bare sharam, bare ghairat, and all his najasat and impurity, all the smell and everything will come to you. You see, I just told you just now, common sense is no more common. So this is whole day they're watching movies, whole day they're busy with Bollywood, Hollywood, Robin Hood. So they behave just like these donkeys. Quran calls them animals. Ulaika kal an'am. They are like animals, balhum adal. No, they even worse than that. So remember, so you, the father, mother, whoever goes in, leave the door open, and then your children also will think that this is normal. So that is what happens when human being is relegating himself to the lowest of lowest and worse than animals. Thumma radadnahu asfala safilin. We will return them to the lowest of low. In Islam, our modesty, our shame, our haya is an integral part of our iman. Idha lam tastahi fasna ma shi'ta. When you don't have shame, modesty, then you will do as you please. Go open Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. You will find so many ahadith and sayings of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding haya, shame, and modesty.
I've got Sister Barbara. She says, "Hi, AK. If Trump is so evil, unethical, and unpopular, then why are the Democrats so afraid of him running for president in 2024? Barbara, was that?
To all your politicians who are corrupt, which one is straight? You must remember, you know what Nixon did. You know what Clinton did. So Nixon then was impeached and then he had to resign. And then Clinton was busy with Monica there. Your Obama was bombing innocent people there in Pakistan and so forth. So Biden is also another guy running around with nappies and so forth and so on. on. And Trump can't remember how many women he slept with. So which one of them are straight? You and your husband need to come straight. America is a terrorist regime. And since World War II till today, it invaded more than 50 countries. So once you invade countries and all these type of things, you occupy them and so forth, so then you are the terrorist. Occupation is terrorism. So there's no such thing as a great politician in America. It's all to do with dollars, but the de-dollarization is taking place. Mm. If you know anything, Barbara and your husband, what's her husband's name again?
I think it was Greg who started.
Yeah, Craig. Yeah, so B and C. So I must remember that B and C, Barbara and Craig. Yeah. So you must remember B and C. Even a country like Argentina woke up now. Argentina's economy is in the doldrums. I've been there 5-6 times. And you must remember that they also saying we're no more going to deal in the dollar. So many countries have moved away already. They're dealing in the euro or the yuan of China, or they are the ruble or rupee and so forth. So that once the de-dollarization takes place, America falls, Israel, the Haramis fall, and all these Arab tenpot dictators, so Saudi Arabia and Emirates and Bahrain and Morocco and Jordan and the Pharaoh in Egypt, whole lot of them fall. So that is, you will see, it will be a ripple effect, inshallah.
I've got Sister Emma, E-double-M-A. She says, so what would have happened if Israel had to lost the Six-Day War? Emma, who's that?
They lost it, but America comes in, you must remember, and then help them out. Even today, they can't beat the Palestinians. Mm. So you must remember, 75 years they're trying. But America's money comes in, $3 billion. Germany, France, all of them, Britain, they send arms and ammunition to murder children, to murder civilians, and so forth. Remember this, Emma, that the Jutlas, the Jews, they are a nation who murdered prophets and messengers. Mm. They are the ones who murdered Zacharias. They are the ones who murdered John the Baptist. And from that time already, Almighty Allah has cursed them. And they are not a chosen nation as they like you to believe. They are the biggest murderers and biggest terrorists. Remember that. Look at Israel today. So the whole world can see its apartheid and how they're stealing the land of the Palestinians and so forth. So don't live in in Wonderland, and don't believe the mass media. They always have a slanted story.
Somebody says load shedding is almost a thing of the past. My question is, during summer they couldn't keep their lights on, so how is it that they can keep it on in winter, Ustad?
I don't know where you living. Yesterday when I heard the news, they said that load shedding will continue for 3 hours per day nationwide. That is what they said. And remember, they even said that this will continue for this week. So my brother, sister, for you to say load shedding is the past, remember, is not true. We must always carry the truth. This is from them, their spokesperson, saying that load shedding will continue for the week, or most part of the week, for 3 hours daily.
I see another new listener, Ustad, from Margate. It says here, my name is Claire. So why can't the Palestinian people have a state? What are the issues, AK Ustad?
The issues are America and Europe and Britain, and all of them are the people who brings the impediments and so forth. So you must remember this, the Jutlas always will change their stance and so forth. The Palestinians, it is their country. The whole country is theirs. The Jutlas came, you must remember, and they were massacring them before 48 also. And go read my sister, Sister Claire, and go read about what the Irgun gang, I-R-G-U-N, the Stern gang, the Haganah gang, these are all biggest terrorists. They were murdering and massacring the Palestinians and so forth. And then Britain is the biggest criminal, then America. You take somebody else's land and give it to a third party and so forth. So these are squatters, you must remember that. They got nothing to do with Palestine. If Hitler hit the hell out of you, so what must we do about it? Russia is hitting the hell out of Ukraine. Ukraine. So now Ukraine come and they steal some Muslim country, Arab country. And they say, no, this country belongs to us. So that will be a fair analogy to what Israel did to Palestine. What the Palestinians got to do with you? So remember, this is all the ploy of the Western countries and so forth, that America must have a policeman there in the Middle East to cause disability, to destabilize the region and so forth. So that is the hidden agenda.
Allahu Akbar. What's that? Is the brother here? He says, I'm a Hebrew brother, Itamar. He says, where do you get your news and views from? Because he disagrees with it, some of it to start.
So you must remember, go read your newspaper, go read the Haaretz, go read, you must remember, the Times of Israel, go read the Russian news, go read all this news, and you will find it there. You are a Jutla, a Harami, a Zionist, and all that. You don't like South Africa, pick up and go to Israel. They'll put a bullet through you, and we will say, Alhamdulillah. All praise due to Allah.
I got a sister, a Rivet sister says, which star is mentioned in the Quran other than the sun, Ustad?
So you must remember, Rabbu Shi'ra. If you study the noble Quran, Almighty Allah speaks about various creation, and one Almighty Allah says, He alone, He is the sustainer, nourisher of the entire universe. And then He says, Rabbu Shi'ra. So if you study, you know, all the celestial creation and so forth and so on, then you will understand what is the meaning of Rabbu Shi'ra. So Shi'ra means Sirius. If you study the stars and astronomy and so forth and so on, so you will find that they call one star and it's called the Sirius. So that is Syrius. So that is mentioned in the Noble Quran, and that is Rabbu Shi'ra. So that is what you will find in the Noble Quran. But having said that, you must remember that the Quran is not a book of science primarily. It is not the book of geography or history, although you will find science, although you will find history, geography, all that there. But remember, primarily it is Hudal Linnas, a book of guidance for humanity. So that is the main purpose. You want about the star, open chapter 53, Surah An-Najmi. An-Najmi means star, and Huwa Rabbu Shi'ra is mentioned in chapter 53, verse 49. Last question.
I've got a brother from Actonville, Ustad. He wants to know from you that the family told him that he's out of the fold of Islam because he said that Modi also does good and has good in him. Is he out of the fold of Islam, the brother from Actonville, Ustad?
If you are saying that Modi does good and you agree with it, that they must rape the Muslim woman, and already 10,000 plus women are raped, go study United Nations report, and remember that he's the butcher of Gujarat, that 3 days he gave his goons and his mobs and his terrorists to go and murder and kill and so forth. 2,000 plus people were murdered, Muslims, and so, and if you agree with him, then obviously you're out of the fold of Islam. So Quran Sharif says they are our worst enemies, and you telling us they're doing good and so forth, so you should be ashamed of yourself. Okay, inshallah, that is our time is up. Next up will be 6 o'clock news, and then the Adhan, and then Mu'a Khalid, and thereafter will be Mu'a Zaid, 7 to 9, 8:30 or so. I'll be back here in the studio. We'll be discussing Delhi, India, and thereafter in Tafsir, remember Surah Baqarah, and from the archives today we're starting something new, and that is the 15 Jews, the chapter 17, 15 Subhara Subhanalladhi. So that will continue, and we will do from Surah Baqarah onwards in 105 to 130. Then 2 to 230 report back will be report back on our trip to South Coast, and 8 to 10 the live Q&A with Mona Arafat and myself. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.